It is time for us to take a look at sports here on Robin Hood Radio. Aaron Boone, New York Yankees manager, is taking an absence, a leave of absence from the Yankees to get a pacemaker. He was experiencing some issues breathing over the last 2 months. The medical team is confident that the surgery yesterday will allow them to resume all his usual professional and personal activities and afford him a more positive long-term health prognosis without having to change anything about his way of life. The procedure took place at Tampa Bay, Florida Hospital, as the Yankees are in the Sunshine State, of course, for the spring. And we know the Mets are going to honor Seaver with a 41 patch on jerseys this season. They had to do that. There's just no way they could overlook the death of probably one of the greatest players in their franchise history. I won't even say probably. The greatest player in franchise history. Willie Mays played with the Mets, but in his late years. But Tom Seaver was the man that made the difference in that team. His passing, okay, this is a great thing to do for him. All right, let's take a look at what happened last night in actual games that were taking place. We'll start off with the National Hockey League. The Capitals beat the Bruins 2-1. Taking a look to see if we had any other action. No, today the Islanders take on the Sabres. And let's see here. The Rangers take on the Devils. That is today. And tomorrow, the Bruins take on the Capitals. That is the National Hockey League. In the NBA last night, the Nets pounded the Rockets 132-114. And they were the only local team that I see in action yesterday. The Celtics today will take on the Raptors. See if the Knicks are playing tonight. They are not. So, That is it. Not too much really to talk about in sports, but it's that time of year, you know. It's going to happen that way. We have, of course, March Madness coming our way. NCAA, both the women and the men. Our UConn Huskies, I think both are going to make it. The women, definitely. And I think even the men have a shot. I think they're on the bubble, but I think they've got a shot to make the NCAA tournament this year as well. So congratulations to the UConn Husky women, who haven't lost a conference game in over 8 years, and the UConn men.